It is quite common to be afraid of flying. Sometimes people will have a certainty that they are going to die. They have that dread, that feeling in the pit of their stomach. It's quite debilitating to not be able to fly. And many times people will just take some kind of medication or have a few drinks or white knuckle it to try and get through. There's actually quite a few things that we can do that will help. A big part of the fear can be caused by images that are in the brain, images that are coming up. It might be the image of the plane crashing. It could be a fiery crash. If you're over water, it could be that you're going to drown. You see an image of the cockpit and the whole of the plane filling up with water. All of these images are being generated by the mind, and they really are receptive to tapping and tracing. Use the guided practices along with this to help yourself get through these. It's really worth spending the time to do the tapping and tracing on the images, because then it helps our system to recognize them as scary thoughts, but actually not real. Fear of flying is one of those examples of when our cognitive mind knows that it's safer than any other form of travel, and yet our system is still scared. Part of what might be happening as well is that we've felt panicky, or maybe we've had a panic attack as we've been waiting for a plane to take off. And now the situation is that we're scared we're going to have another panic attack. It's not even just the fear of flying anymore. We're also scared about the possibility of a panic attack. We can do the anxiety inquiry on the spot as well as ahead of time. Both are very helpful. And here are some ideas to help when you're in the situation. Prepare a list ahead of time when you're calm. You can have it on your phone or print it and keep it with you. Plan to get to the airport in plenty of time. You don't want to have the stress of rushing and worrying you're going to miss the plane on top of everything else. Take several deep breaths. Rest one hand on your stomach to remind yourself to relax as you breathe out. You can be doing this while you're waiting to board or while you're on the plane. Do breathing practices like continuous smooth breathing, extended exhalations of 6 seconds, or if you're feeling kind of intense, like you're starting to panic, do something like box breathing. I've attached guided practices of all of these for you. Relax your forehead and consciously let go of the worry. If you try that even for a couple of minutes, you'll realize that it's actually not possible to soften the muscles of your forehead and eyebrows and maintain your worry. The first thing on your list will be reminders of how you could relax. Breathing is a big part of that for most people. If you put your hand on your belly and just watch that rhythm of the breath, notice the continuity of your breath. Let yourself be supported by your breath. You could also check and see if the person next to you is suitable to talk to you. You could distract yourself with an engaging conversation. You could have a book handy. You could be listening to a podcast. All of these things are helpful. Just keep breathing and relaxing. Let thoughts be in the back of your mind. If you notice that you're following fearful thoughts, which would of course be understandable, then as soon as you've gone down that rabbit hole and you've noticed, bring yourself back. Relax your forehead, your jaw, your neck and shoulders, your stomach. Come back to your breath. Distract yourself. And most important, do something to remind yourself that these are fear thoughts that are coming up. Following those kinds of thought makes it worse. Distracting yourself, working with relaxation and breathing will make it better. It is possible to get to the point where you can tolerate it, even if you never completely enjoy it, where your mind and your system are resilient and strong, and you could be able to manage this quite well.